So when you came to England, it was just you at the beginning?
And my parents. And my mother, let's say.
But not grandparents and aunties or anything?
Auntie, yes. Yes, because we came with my auntie as well. That they were, the two of them were born. She had a son and a daughter. Her daughter was born here in London and her son was born in Northern Ireland.
Goodness, yes, I was going to talk about Ireland in a minute, because that was a hard time.
Going back on my case, when I was evacuated, now what happened after 3 months, more or less, we found out by the people from the hotel, Ivanhoe Hotel, that they were moving us to Ireland, to Northern Ireland. So then my dad had to claim me back to London.
So hang on a minute, when you were so you were evacuated from Gibraltar, but were you also, as a child, evacuated from London? Where were you sent?
To Penzance.
You went to Penzance?
Penzance, yes.
God.
And we went to Penzance, and all I can remember, a big hall there, and many ladies there. And each one would say, I can manage 2 children or 3 children, or 1 children, to look after. And we used to live in their home.
Where did you go? Where
did you go?
What
family you had?
What was your family there then? Penzance.
You mean with those caring for me?
Yes.
Well, I don't remember their names or nothing really. All I remember is going to this big hall there, all the children there, and all these ladies, and them saying, I can look after one, I can look after 2, or I can look after 3, and we used to go to their homes and live with them.
And did you go with other children to somebody's home, or was it just you?
Oh yes, there were about 3, I think, with me in the same house.
And do you remember, so was it in the countryside in Cornwall, by the sea, or?
I know it was Penzance.
It was really. In Penzance,
yeah. Really.
Have you ever been back to Penzance?
I think we've
been. We went when it was our 21st wedding anniversary.
And did you remember anything?
It's a shame we never went to the town. We never thought about going to the town hall, really, because they might have pictures there in the town hall.
They might,
really.
So how long do you think you were with this family in Penzance?
I think I was about 3 months there, really.
Not long, then.
Really. Not long, because as we receive orders that they were taking the evacuees to Northern Ireland.
You had to get back.
My dad wanted to get me back. He had a bit of difficulty, really.
Thank goodness he did get you back.
Yes.
You stayed together.
And then they brought me back, and the man in charge was the porter from the train, or the inspector. He was the one looking after me until we reached King Cross.
Long journey, then.
Yes, a long journey, right. And I remember meeting sailors there, American sailors, British sailors. They were all traveling. And of course I had like a sticker here with all my details. And every time the train was going to stop, the inspector would come there and stay with me. Now, once the train started the journey, then he could carry on with his job until he brought me here to King Cross.
And your father was there?
And my father was there, and mother. And then we went to Northern Ireland, and I think we were there about 2 years, really.
What can you remember about Northern Ireland?
Well, we were all the time running up and down. It was like a holiday for us, really. Sometimes upsetting the farmers as well, really. Because you know these walls they built of stones?
Yes.
We used to knock them down, really. Maybe by climbing so often, we used to knock them down, and they were really very upset, the farmers, really.
Do you think you felt quite free there, because suddenly you were in the open air?
Oh, yes.
But were you living in Nissen huts?
Nissen huts, that's right.
And was that very cold? I mean, Ireland.
No, it's all right, because we had a good supply of coal for the fire, really.
There are stories of some of the evacuees in Northern Ireland who had a very hard time indeed.
Well, for the grown-ups, maybe they had a rough time. But for us, we had no idea whether it was rough or not. All we know, we were just running up and down. We had the teacher as well. But what happened with that teacher is that he had an argument with the mother. And they started wrestling and pushing each other. And then they hold the meeting. And they asked whether the teacher pushed the mother away. And of course, people said yes. And what happened, that man, he was the only teacher, he resigned.
Was he Irish or Gibraltarian?
No, Gibraltarian. He resigned, and we had no teachers for until we came back to Gibraltar.
I was going to ask you both this question, but I'll ask you since we're just talking about it. Did you? So when you were in the camp, were you speaking in Spanish or English?
Yes, Spanish. I'm afraid so. Yes, I remember in my school days in the Sacred Heart School, that Christian brother used to tell us, talk in English at home. You talk in English. Nowadays they do it, but not in our time.
I suppose in Gibraltar it's the other way around, isn't it? Children yes. are taught English in school and go home and speak Spanish, isn't that
Well,
right?
that happened to me. You know, we were taught English. We have the same curriculum that we had here in England. But then when I went home, with my mum being Spanish, I used to talk in Spanish all the time. And I had my mum accent. So when I was in Gibraltar working in at Lipton's, you know, people would thought I was Spanish, you know, because I had my mum's accent. And they used to say, and a gentleman came to me and said to me, why are you working here? And I said, because I got a job here. Yeah, but you're Spanish. You're not supposed to work in a shop. And I said, I'm not Spanish. I'm Gibraltarian. I was born and brought up, and you know, brought up in Gibraltar. So I got that. I got the right. And he was a bit furious because I was working in a shop because he thought, you know, that I was Spanish working at the shop because at that time, Spanish people were not. They were allowed to work in Gibraltar, but not in a shop serving. You know, like a shop assistant. You know, they were supposed to clean. Or work in the, you know, cleaning and things like that, you know, maids and things like that, which now is different. But at that time, you know, they weren't allowed to.
So do you think, was there a sort of, because the Spanish were maids and everything, was there a conflict between the Gibraltarians and the Spanish? Did Gibraltarians look down on Spanish people?
Not really, no. Not the, I suppose there might have been some. But where I, you know, the group I were with, you know, we never, you know, well, not that I've noticed anyway.
And another thing I thought was interesting, what you just said, because I wouldn't have the ear to hear that, so that you could tell if it was a Gibraltarian speaking Spanish or a Spanish.
Oh, yes.
So it's an accent
oh, yes.
thing.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yes. They were, yeah, still is, you know, that accent is completely different.
But it's not, to my ear, because I listen to a lot of accents, you sound to me like a Spanish person speaking English. I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude.
No.
You know, do you think there's a difference when Spanish people and Gibraltarians speak English as well?
There is a difference, you know, if because I never had a Gibraltarian accent.
Right.
Because, as I say, my mother was Spanish and I had my mum's accent. My mum came from Ronda. And also, I used to go I spent a lot of time in La Linea. Because when I finished school in Gibraltar, I had my own pass, little paper with pass, and I used to go over to La Linea. And I was learning embroidery, machine embroidery. So I used to go there after school. And my auntie, which was next door to the lady that used to teach embroidery, had already my tea ready for me to have, you know, a piece of bread with cheese or a piece of chocolate or something like that, you know, already having ready for me. So really, and every Sunday we used to go over to La Linea to see my aunties and see my grandmother.
But see, I think this is very interesting because the English people in Gibraltar, people who are... maybe what you might call expatriate community, they wouldn't understand this subtlety. They wouldn't be be able to tell, would they? Who was yeah, Gibraltarian speaking Spanish, and you who know. Was Spanish speaking Spanish?
I mean, even here in England, you know, if I go to London for the city, or here in Lewisham, you know, I can, if I'm with Bilal, with him, and we hear some that's Spanish, and if I hear that's Gibraltarian, you know, I can still, you know, from the way of speaking, I can tell if they are Gibraltarian or if they are Spanish.
Yes. Gosh, that's so interesting. It's not something I hadn't thought of at all.